Well, we'll talk about single stream recycling before we get done. Laura Lee just made a trip up here. Welcome back.
Thanks, Dave.
I guess it was a month ago we talked about it's here. Well, it's here. Not quite.
It's almost. We are on to like the brisk of it happening. I guess you could call it single stream recycling. I wouldn't call it Eve, but we're getting close. It's coming, and sooner or later, right around the corner.
I think we're going to talk about today specifically the carts are coming out, I believe,
yes,
starting next week.
Yes.
How's that going to work? Remind folks once again how that's going to work.
Well, first of all, I want to say it's been a pleasure, Dave, and to work in the city of Clinton this past few months. I've enjoyed being back in a community that I spent 10 years in, and it's been great to see people I haven't seen in 10 years or some people I've kept in touch with, and great to just have the opportunity to put together this program with your staff. And the city staff has taken we've really sat down to talk about the planning of this. We're working with a very professional company that will be delivering the carts. They do this all over the United States. They will be arriving here this weekend, Monday morning. About 13 semi-loads of recycling carts are coming to the city of Clinton. And they will have City of Clinton on the side of the logo. The top piece of the lid has a embedded imprint that we call an IML. And that will always be a reminder of what can be recycled. And has images on it along with some wording. You can see that on the city's website at cityofclintoniowa.us. And so you can see what that's coming. But how this all works is Monday the carts start getting put together. Organization's going to happen. There may be some deliveries start next Monday. We're going to see more things really hit come Tuesday. So September 18th is our start-in day. September 19th is when you're going to really start seeing carts get delivered. We'll be starting with the week A route first. So as you get your calendars, come with your carts. There's already been some in the Lighthouse publication. There is going to be a mailer that will go out the week before delivery, before the program starts, just as a reminder. And so make sure you look at the map. I really want to emphasize with everybody, look at the map. Routes have changed some for solid waste, including the recycling. So your day may have changed. It was a good opportunity for the city staff to look at what's going on. The routes have changed. Household counts have changed. We tried to even out the routes a little bit more, because Clinton's changed over the years since the last time the routes have been developed. I don't even know when the routes were developed last, so who knows? We couldn't even find the original map. Who knows? And that's okay, because it's time to change. And you got this new, brightly colored map with each day different colored, and a dividing line showing week A, week B. So that's going to be very helpful for people to know. Your cart, when it shows up to your house, will be delivered to the front of your house, because your cart has a chip embedded in it. And that chip allows for communication between the cart and the driver in the truck when it gets picked up. And also, it's going to be identified to that address. So it has nothing to do with what's the weight of my cart, what's this, what's that, how am I built? No. These are for other purposes. This is more for route tracking and also for some internal housekeeping on customer service also. So we know who's had their cart out, who hasn't, when, you know, so just making sure service-wise goes. But it'll be delivered to the front edge of your property. So if you have a driveway, it's going to be on the driveway. It might be right out in front and right on, you know, the edge of your property area. So that way it's identified. There will be a packet of information, this brightly colored open up all together piece here that we've put together with the map, with the calendar. It's just general solid waste, yard waste, recycling collection information also, because it's a good time as a refresher for everyone. Once you get your cart, you would still place it wherever your garbage and yard waste and recycling gets picked up. So if you have alley pickup, you're going to take your cart to the back for the alley.
So it doesn't, even though it's delivered to the front, if your pickup happens to be somewhere around the corner or in the back, you don't put it back out front where it's dropped off.
Exactly. Exactly. It just needs to go wherever your normal pickup is.
So we mentioned, we better be mindful of single stream recycling. What goes in there? You mentioned there's going to be a picture on the lid.
Yes.
What are we recycling? What kinds of things go in there? We probably can't mention a whole list. We might be here until tomorrow.
Oh, we're not going to do the whole list because we're sending that out. People are going to, you know, this is actually opening up your recycling program even more than it currently is, because you do get to recycle numerous different plastics currently. But what we're doing is with single stream recycling, it's one cart. Everything goes in one container. There's no more of your black buckets or different buckets that you've acquired from who knows where, whatever the case may be, and a pile of cardboard out at the curb. This allows for everything in one cart, so you don't have things blowing around, which is nice. You don't have to go chase your bucket down the alley. I remember a few of those days. You know, you write your address on the buckets because you want your buckets back, kind of thing. And so with that, this is going to allow for all different types of plastic containers, anywhere from number 1 through 7 plastics, as you can tell them when you look on the bottom of a container with the recycling emblem, what's the number. You can still recycle your cardboard, your cereal boxes, your newspapers, office papers, anything that comes in, you know, the newspapers, inserts, junk mail. You can even recycle those Pringle cans in this program, and the nut cans, and your glass. Everything just goes in one cart. The only big thing that they're very against is plastic bags, no plastic bags being put in there. Also, you know, if wrapping paper, gift cards that have a lot of metallic printed in on them, they can't work with those very well. But it's very few things that you cannot recycle.
Question, what happens... maybe the mayor might have a comment on this. You deliver that cart to, say, for example, to my house next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. This program starts October 2nd. Between now and then, can I still put out my recyclables in the buckets and they'll be picked up? Or is that going to end and just people, no recycling picked up in that 2 or 3 week period?
No. And the mayor's like, hope she answers that.
No. There's going to still be pickup. Nothing changes until the first of...
Until October 2nd.
People could just keep starting to fill up their...
They could start filling up their container and
exactly. Not worry about
exactly. I've already heard several people... I was in town yesterday, and I'm sure I'm going to run into some more people today, already telling me, hey, I got stuff stocked up. I'm ready. That cart's going to be full. And I said, awesome. You know, that's great. That's what it's about. I mean, I want to see where, you know, we come back in 30 days and go, you know, we only did this many pickups before in the last program. We only had this amount of weight. Now look at what we've done in 30 days. And I can guarantee your participation rate is going to go skyrocketing because it's made as simple as possible for you to recycle. And you have 95 gallons worth of space.
But recycling is only picked up every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Garbage will still be picked up every week, but recycling every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's why we have the week A and the week B. And this allows for... The reason why single stream recycling is that direction is it's an efficiency issue. And communities all over the U.S. do it this way, where you have recycling one route to another route, because then that allows for, it's a less equipment cost, staffing, and that's why the 95-gallon cart's provided. So it allows for plenty of space.
And the recycling, although it's every other week, will be the same day as your,
same day.
Your solid waste or garbage pickup. So if my route's Monday, say I'm week A, my garbage goes out, my recycling cart goes out, all on the same day.
And the yard waste.
The yard waste is for as long as they think, you know.
And so the calendar, season. What I foresee in many households in the city of Clinton is that this calendar will probably become a main staple on your refrigerator or out in your garage or wherever will be a reminder. Because, you know, just every now and then things do happen where... You know, believe me, in Muscatine, Iowa, where I'm located at, we have this program. And I once was in charge of this kind of program, and my husband put it out on the wrong week. And my entire neighborhood, bless their heart, always watched to see what we would do. So I had to send out a massive text message and said, please put your carts back. I'm sorry my husband did that.
Well, we'll keep that in mind. Mayor, before we get down, any quick other comments before we wrap things up and the Lord can get out more getting things ready? The chip you mentioned that says that's not for anything other than tracking. For people think
it's tracking.
It
doesn't do with billing or anything. No. This is what we're doing, because you know it has nothing to do with billing, because the recycling program, you know, the city, we looked at all the finances and figured out ways to make this work without changing any rate structure at all for the residents. And the goal is within a year to say we saved X amount of money in tipping fees, landfill fees, because we reduced the amount of waste going to landfill. We like to come back, and I know that that's a goal for Matt Brook, is to come back to the council and say, we have saved this amount of money. Can we benefit our residents now and reduce our rate?
It's one of my goals, too.
And one of the goals of the mayor. Yes, one of the goals of the mayor here, too. And I think it's a goal of all the council members, is to be able to do that. And it's really hard to reduce a rate when you're paying X amount out in tonnage fees to provide a service. So with all that being said, the tracking device allows for the driver to communicate with a software that will say cart was not out, cart was blocked. So if we're having issues where people are putting them in areas we can't get to them, or we're having a car issue, it's also going to say if there was a contamination issue. There will also be an oops card that will be put on a cart if we have an issue with the cart. And so all this information goes back to who answers the phone at City Hall, bless her heart, Bert. Roberta Abbott there. And then if someone calls in, she can say, well, they were there at 8:10 a.m. Your cart was not out, because it tracks that.